Hello, I figure it's been a while since I've done one of these, and besides, now that we've got the 10-minute recording limit, I wanted to talk about something that I've been writing a lot about on Twitter over the last, 5 months or so? Just because it's absolutely incredible. Takes a little bit of work, but it's totally, totally worth it. And I'm making this again on Wednesday because, well, I like it, and it's been a few months since I've had it, and so I thought I'd kind of talk about it, what it is. It's been a while since I've actually posted an actual recipe here, and I said I was always going to do that, and I've been really bad about it, so bad, bad me. Anyway, this recipe that I'm going to be talking about today is the taco spaghetti, and if you are following me on Twitter, you know that, and Bruce Tabes, for that matter, you know how absolutely awesome this meal is, and everybody that's tried it has just raved about it. So, thought I'd talk about it, how to do it, and then, and just a couple little tips, things that I've found works for me, kind of things. So basically, the ingredients you would use. Hang on, I have to fix something here. Okay. And how did that happen? Okay, so anyway, this is what happens when I'm not as organized as I think I am. So anyway, it uses 8 ounces of spaghetti, which you wouldn't think would be very much, but believe me, it's going to work out. I have doubled this recipe, and actually will be doubling it on Wednesday too, because I want to freeze quite a bit. But 8 ounces of spaghetti noodles will make a ton in this meal. So, 8 ounces of spaghetti noodles. If you're lucky, you can get the pre-cut stuff and then have it already nice and bite-sized and everything. I did not do that this time. Pound and a half of ground beef. I'm a meat snob, as I discovered the other day at Walmart, and I will not buy Walmart's El Cheapo 73% lean ground beef. That's just nasty. 1 ounce package of taco seasoning. You can adjust the hotness to your liking, and later on we'll be getting into one other item too. It will not be as hot, like if you get the hot sauce, it will not be as hot as, it normally would be if you were just having it on tacos. But if you like things hot, then by all means get the hot taco sauce or seasoning. 3/4 cup water, that goes into the meat with the taco seasoning. A 15-ounce can of corn, drained. I've had to leave this out the last couple of times I made it because some people don't like corn. I love corn, so I plan to add that and leave it in this time. I'm excited about that. An 8-ounce jar of taco sauce. I personally here use the Ortega. I suppose you could probably use salsa. I don't like salsa because I don't like chunks, so I avoid that. But I like the Ortega original thick and smooth hot taco sauce. And so that's what I tend to use. Again, that's something you can customize to your liking. A can of cream of chicken soup. I know that sounds completely bizarre, but it's going to work. It really, really does. This is the, standard 10.75 ounce size. An 8 ounce container of sour cream. 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, and you're going to have it divided, and you'll see how that works. And a cup of tortilla chips. I tend to leave this off because it's great when you first make it and it's all nice and fresh and stuff, but once you've refrigerated it and or frozen it or whatever, the taco chips just kind of get weird. So a lot of times I do tend to leave that off. And then I actually intend to, this time around, add mushrooms because I like my mushrooms, and so I'm going to add that just because I can. Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to preheat your oven to 350, or if you prefer, 175 degrees Celsius. Bring a pot of water to a boil and cook your spaghetti noodles so that they're cooked. and then drain and put pasta in a baking dish. And you're going to, and it's just to lightly grease a large baking dish. Now, I've done the standard recipe in a 9x13 baking pan. For the doubling it, I'm using, it's 15 by 13, so I've got about, what is it, like 4 square inches extra space. It's also a little bit deeper, because it does get pretty full. Okay, then you're going to brown the hamburger, drain it, and stir in the taco seasoning in the water and let it cook for about 5 minutes till it's kind of thickened and mixed together. Add the corn and the taco sauce and then cook it for about 5 minutes more till that's all heated through. Then in another bowl, you're going to mix the cream of chicken soup, sour cream, and 1 cup of the cheddar cheese until it's mixed. And you're going to take that mixture and put that over the spaghetti in the pan. Then you will put the beef mixture over the top of the sour cream and then put the other cup of cheese over the top. And then bake it for about 30 minutes. And of course, if you are going to double this, then definitely cook it a little bit longer. I found I had to go maybe an hour or so. And then let it cool for about 5 or 10 minutes before you serve it. And I'm telling you, it takes a little bit of work, especially because of the layering. It's hard to spread some of the stuff out sometimes, but it is so worth it. And the sour cream and the cream soup, like I said, kind of help to soften the spice a little bit if you're afraid of that. I did make this for somebody where I used the hot taco seasoning and hot taco sauce, and it was too hot, but you can probably serve it with more sour cream and things to help. But if you have people that are, you know, uncomfortable with the hot, then by all means cut back a little bit. But I think that should do it. Totally awesome stuff. Huge, huge hit whenever I've made it and served it to people. You can't go wrong. This is absolutely awesome. So just my personal opinions. Talk to y'all later. Bye.